Leandro Arriaga is a construction worker, a property owner, and the father of four children. He's also been living in the U.S. without authorization since 2001. Last week at a federal immigration office in Lawrence, Massachusetts, Arriaga was arrested during a scheduled appointment. For the New England News Collaborative, Shannon Dooling reports.
Arriaga's wife, Catherine Ramos, is a naturalized U.S. citizen and said her husband wanted to change his legal status. And that's what ultimately got him arrested by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, officials. Arriaga was detained at the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services office in Lawrence. The couple was being interviewed as part of the process for Arriaga to get a green card. Ramos says the interview went well, and then her husband was called back in to speak with immigration agents.
My husband don't come back. The lawyer come along and give his wallet and bear to me.
Ramos and Arriaga are both originally from the Dominican Republic and have been living with one another in Lawrence since 2012. They married 2 years ago and have a three-month-old baby girl named Jade. Arriaga was ordered to leave the country voluntarily when he first arrived in 2001, but he chose to stay without documentation, which eventually led to a deportation order. ICE says all of those arrested last week at the USCIS office had final orders to be deported. Zoila Gomez is one of Arriaga's attorneys. She says that in her 11 years of practicing immigration law, this is the first time she has ever had a client detained at a USCIS interview. Gomez worries that her client's arrest reinforces fear among immigrants living in the country illegally who may want to pursue legal status.
And although it's difficult, and most people like him wait so long to do it, it's because they're afraid. So now I apply. What happens? Am I going to be detained? Am I going to be locked up? What happened to him is the ultimate fear that every person has.
Gomez is seeking to suspend Arriaga's deportation, but for now, he's being held at the Bristol County House of Corrections. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Shannon Dooling in Boston.